is.
Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 34. Nanda Baba saved, and the Shankat.
Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto,
Shivratri. They bathed in the river Saraswati and worshipped Lord Pashupati and Ambika, a form of
Durvas. Krishna journeyed to Hastinapur in royal style with a large entourage. All the Pandavas greeted him, and Krishna.
The Gopas fasted all day and drank water after sunset. While they were sleeping, a huge, hungry python
from the younger Nakul and Sahadev. Krishna went to see his aunt Kunti.
Boy Kanu, this huge python is swallowing me. Please save me, for I am surrendering to you.
Remembered the many troubles she had endured, but understood it was all Krishna's mercy that they were saved from danger.
Even though Nanda was being burnt, the snake would not release him. Krishna came and touched
all the Vasis there, who could see him face to face. One day Krishna Arjuna went off and
destroyed in an instant, and he gave up his snake's body and appeared as a Vidyadhara,
of formidable foes. With his inexhaustible bow and quivers, Arjuna entered the forest on a hunting expedition with
Krishna. He said, "My dear sir, you're so wonderful, glowing with great beauty. Who are you? How you became a horrible, terrible
succubine?" And these were animals that could be offered in sacrifice. And they were sent back to Maharaj Yudhisthira.
"It's very opulent and beautiful. I would wander everywhere in my Viman. Once I..."
She was very beautiful. And Arjuna said, "Who are you with your firm breast? Who are you? Where are you from? And why are you loitering here in a secluded place? You're searching for a suitable husband? If you can disclose your purpose..."
"Actually for my benefit that I was cursed, for now I have been touched by your lotus foot."
"Desire Vishnu as my husband. I've been forming intense austerities, and I won't accept anyone but him."
"All fear for those who take shelter of you. Now, because I have been freed..."
And Krishna immediately put her on the chariot and returned to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Vishwakarma came on Krishna's
order. "Return to Vidyaloka. O Lord of the devotees, I surrender unto you."
And Krishna stayed for more time in that new city. One day Krishna engaged in a pastime of offering the Kandava forest to the god Agni.
Then he bowed down to offer obeisances and went to the heavenly planets. The Brijbasis were amazed to see Krishna's prowess. After worshipping Shiva, they returned to Vrindavan, describing Krishna's wonderful
power. Came Arjuna's chariot driver, and he enabled the god of fire to devour the Kandava forest. Pleased, Agni gave Arjuna the Gandiva bow, four horses and a wonderful chariot.
There was all types of beautiful music and singing. When the gopis lost themselves in the music, they didn't see.
He's an expert tantric architect. And he built a wonderful assembly house within the hall. A
worshipper of Kubera named Shankachuda happened on the scene. He thought that Krishna and Balaram were simply...
He came there and he mistook water for a solid floor and vice versa.
He took charge of the women as if he were their husband, and he started driving them away towards the north.
There were two kings of Avantipur, Vinda and Anuvinda, and they
were stolen by a thief. Krishna and Balaram chased the demon while calling out, "Do not fear!"
Princess Mitravinda, and carried her away in front of all the other princes.
Woman putting away swiftly. Seeing Krishna and Balaram coming toward him like the personification of time, and
that he would give his daughter to someone who could defeat seven great powerful bulls that could not tolerate.
Way too strong. So he abandoned the women and ran for his life. Govinda Dev chased the demon.
Simply donate your daughter. Krishna wanted to take the daughter without fighting the bulls. The king did not want to break his vow and he said, no.
Antaka. Balaram stayed with the gopis to protect them. Catching up with that demon
to test the prowess of the suitors. To satisfy the king, Krishna brought the bulls under control and pulled them all together like wooden toys. Astonished and pleased,